Conservative and just plain right, just saving the world one sound bite at a time. All right, we are back. It's Dipper number three time. If you heard my monologue earlier in the show, I just talked about the idea of get busy living. All right, so not every country in the world affords you the opportunity to choose to just get busy living. Now, some folks around the world, they basically operate in the mode that the government tells them what they're allowed to do, and that's all they can do. No choices. No opportunities, no I see a better way, let me go after it, no rising to the moment kind of stuff. You just know your role and you just stick with it. Not in America. And listen, they can try that, but the American spirit doesn't usually sit still very well with it. And so I did my whole monologue. I called it Get Busy Living, but then I named this Dipper Get Busy Living. I don't usually do that, but sometimes it all threads together. Well, I'm about to bring somebody in, and by the way, I'm going to brag on her for a minute. So you may have heard me say that I've got friends who lived on the left coast, out in California, IA, who I asked, what made you move to Alabama? So I asked this friend of mine, what made you move to Alabama from California? And the response I got was, I mean, like this, bam, without even missing a beat, two words, freedom and cost of living. And that friend is sitting right here in the studio right now. Chiho Sullivan, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. And to add to that story, we actually talked about making a big banner for our trailer that said, leaving California, entering free America. We ran out of time, couldn't do it, but we thought that would have been a funny thing to have all the way across the country.
It would have been. Well, you guys are right side ruffians from way back. You remember when the show kicked off, And you know, so you and your husband, Blaine's retired Navy, and you're a retired DOD employee. Is that right?
Not retired. I just left. I just decided if I'm going to work that hard and all those hours, I might as well do something that I love doing.
Well, good enough. Well, we like having you in Alabama, so let's just keep it that way. So I wanted to bring Chiho in because, truth be told, she and I worked together, and she came in one day and said, I've got to follow a passion that I have. And I'm paraphrasing slightly, but you broke all our hearts when you said that you really felt like your calling was to do something for your son. So let's talk about Caleb for a minute, because you are raising, and I love Caleb, you're raising a fine young man who is adult special needs. What is he, 28?
He's 28 now.
Yeah, 28 years old. And I think the thing about get busy living, some people see that as the American dream means go prosper, which is true. I mean, I think you can. Or the American dream means building something that's a legacy or building something that's, you know. Sometimes, though, I think the American dream is finding the means to accomplish that which is not already being accomplished. So you saw a void out there, but I want to talk about Caleb first. All right. Talk to us about Caleb.
So Caleb is the funniest little guy.
He's a hoot.
He is hilarious. I mean, he's polite. He reads, he writes, he takes really good care of himself. And I'm very fortunate. Blaine will often say, if you're going to have a child with a disability, he's the one you want. not that it doesn't come with his challenges, which is why we're doing what we're doing, but he is pretty amazing.
Well, he is pretty amazing, but y'all are pretty amazing parents. And I think what's very cool too is I happen to know that that Blaine adopted Caleb even as an adult. It was an adult adoption technically, which is not always the commonality in adoptions. You used to think of kids being adopted out of the orphanage or someone being adopted from birth, but Blaine stepped into his life. It was a part of his life in a huge way for a number of years, and then finally said, you know what? You're my son, and chose to adopt him.
Yeah, and it was actually kind of a funny story because Caleb came to us and he said, I want to be a Sullivan. And so that's what started the conversation. I mean, Blaine's been an amazing father to him and has taught him so many things from a man's perspective that I never could. And I'm really grateful for that. But yeah, Caleb lucked out Well, I will say that we both lucked out in finding a man of such character. And it was interesting when we went through the adoption because the judge actually commented that he doesn't see this happen often.
Yeah.
And it really just pleased him that there were parents that loved their child so much that they would go forward and do something like this.
Well, you guys are in the unique position of, you know, some people can't kick their kids out of the house, but Caleb's going to be with you for life.
Definitely.
As sweet and as wonderful and as funny as he is and as caring as he is, he's also got some challenges. And so I think one of the things that really struck me was, first of all, you guys never let him wallow in it. I've noticed that. Of course, I know you a little bit. I don't think you let anybody wallow in anything. But talk to me about the challenges that are involved with raising an adult mentally special needs.
So one of the things is, I mean, you're right. He's going to be with us forever as long as I'm able or Blaine is able to take care of him. And thinking about that, think about your child always being a child for the rest of their life and you caring for them. We're very fortunate that Caleb is very capable and we have made him be independent in a lot of areas. And I'm thankful to God that he has given us Caleb and his abilities. There are a lot of caretakers who they still at the age of 50 have to give their adult a bath. They have to cook every meal. They are the primary caretaker. That need never ends. And so it can be challenging from that perspective. I fear allowing Caleb to use the stove or a knife. Not that he couldn't, but it's my unwillingness to see him hurt himself. And I think that that's the case for a lot of caretakers of adults with disabilities. But we cook every meal for him. I mean, sure, he can microwave something and he can take a bath, but we're always going to be there to make sure that he is taken care of, that he's safe. And it becomes challenging. I mean, it's not like my husband and I can just pick up and take a weekend off. We are constantly going to have to be there and make sure that he's taken care of.
So it has challenges on parents, obviously.
A lot of, and like I said, we're very fortunate, but I know parents, you know, they still give their 50-year-old a bath.
Yeah.
They have to help them brush their teeth. They have to make sure that they have used the bathroom properly. So the varying levels that there are with disabilities creates different burdens for each kind of parent. But one of the biggest burdens in rural Alabama, and which is a big part of the state, is that there's no help there.
Well, we're going to cover that when we get back from this break. But so one of the things that that I distinctly remember was this was your calling to do this. You saw a gap, and you decided ain't nobody else filling it, so I guess I gotta. But it wasn't like it was a drudge. You sort of taken it on as a mission in life. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. We're with Chiho Sullivan, and she's got a great organization that she's just really kind of kicked into gear, Agape Nation. And you're going to like this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I'm talking about Alabama, y'all. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, before I go any further, I got to remind you guys about our latest sponsor, Inspire Advisors. So, I mean, talk about cool. Inspire Advisors. Do check them out because, listen, you may find, and I know these right side ruffians out there, you're the kind of people that are working to set aside for your retirement, but you're also the kind of people that stand up for what you believe in. And you may be shocked to find that some of what you're investing in might be contrary to what you say you believe in. Happens all the time. You may find out that mixed in your portfolio are things that, I don't know, support abortion, pornography, even human trafficking. All right, so Inspire Advisors, yeah, maybe it's time for you to meet Paul Breyer and his team of PhDs at Inspire Advisors. They are specialists in what is known as biblically responsible investing, or BRI. I mean, they're going to impact your bottom line in a positive way, but they can do it in a way that also is not contrary to how you believe. So here's the thing. They would love to meet with you personally and not charge you a dime for it. They will meet with you with no upsell, no hitch, no basically hidden agendas or anything. They would just love to meet with you and let you see what's in your portfolio with a free impact report and then maybe give you some biblically aligned alternatives to consider. So if you want to learn more about BRI, if you want to learn more about Inspire Advisors and contact Paul Breyer, you can do it at their website. It's www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's www.moneypatternwealth.com. You can also, by the way, find them on our website anytime. Go to rightsidemedia.org. That's rightsidemedia.org. Go to the Right Side Radio tab on that website. Click on their logo on the sponsors page, and bang, takes you right to their website. Listen, it's godly. It's conservative. It's like financial freedom. It's Inspire Advisors. Check them out. All right. I am back in studio with my friend, Chiho Sullivan. All right. We just talked a little while there about you've been raising a great son, Caleb. You've been a mom to him for 28 years, but he's got some challenges. And I guess he's actually born with Downs. Am I right? Did I say that? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Turn your microphone on.
Yes.
Born with Downs. Okay. But gosh, I mean, you guys have done such an amazing job parenting, and he's such an amazing guy anyway. But yet, I remember you distinctly saying, here we are living in what you might just call a smaller town. We're not too small, but we're a smaller town. Limited resources.
Very much so. I think I took for granted where I came from.
San Diego?
San Diego. There were a lot of resources out there, a lot of people doing good, a much larger population. Coming here, it was not very long before I was hunting for resources and just couldn't find anything. It was a year before we actually were able to get Caleb any services at all, as limited as they are, and I'm very thankful for it. So there's not a lot. And a lot of the organizations that do exist, and after COVID, some of the ones that did exist actually shut down some of those services. But the ones that do exist, they only take Medicaid-funded slots. And so even if we were willing to pay for services, there are no organizations out there that we could even go to, not within a reasonable traveling distance for us.
So when you say services, what are we talking about?
I'm just talking about like a day school, which is kind of what we're trying to do. Not daycare, but somewhere that an individual can go where they can continue their learning. They can participate in community activities, have some recreation and things of that nature. Things that we, as people who don't have disabilities, sometimes take for granted that we can go to college if we wanted to take a class. We can go to an event and see a comedy show and things of those nature. So it really is about a healthy, meaningful life instead of sitting at home with nothing to do.
It's also about the social aspect of life in
yes,
a big way.
It is.
Because first of all, I would bet that parents of special needs need that social aspect also. You need the healthy relationships that comes from being able to talk to folks who are going through it, and sort of compare notes and support each other. But then your son needs that too. I mean, there's gonna wind up being opportunities for that need to be found so they can have more quality social life.
Absolutely. And that was really something that became important to my husband and I early on. And it is really what started the ministry. There's a yearly prom that a particular organization
yeah.
puts on.
That's what I'm about to bring up.
We went to that and just
a prom like a dance
amount of people. And there's a lot of like Tim Tebow. He does a national one that he funds across the nation. And, you know, it was fun. And Caleb had a blast. And we saw people we knew and got to talk with a lot of different parents. And one of the parents said to me, well, you know, it's great. And I love it. And my adult loves it. But that's once a year. And so how do you build relationships with the community when you don't have something consistent? And that's actually what led to us founding our first nonprofit, Maranatha, Alabama. Yeah. And so we have a monthly event that we have at Rainbow City, where the community gets together. And you're right. I mean, as caretakers, I get to talk with the other parents, and we get to laugh about some of the challenges of our kids and or our adults, and that camaraderie is really needed. But what's even more important is seeing some of these individuals connecting. So we started those dances and those events, and the beginning, you know, everyone kind of separated, but now you just see the individuals getting together and sitting at the same table to have dinner together. They're hugging each other when they come in. They're remembering each other from school. So it's been really fun to see those connections between the adults that we're serving.
Yeah.
come be able to have an experience, because you're right, they are people too, and they desire connection and friendship and community.
So let me ask you, you started this, has it grown a little bit?
We have served over 130 adults with special needs.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even include their caretakers. We have a lot of families that make it a family affair. They come out to enjoy dinner, to...
How often do y'all do it?
We do it once a month at the community center, and I'm very thankful to the city because they allow us to use the facility for free. We've got DJ Dad, which is Blaine, so we have all the equipment. We've been very blessed. God has really blessed this ministry, and I would just say that, yes, there was a need, and I really fought against what I feel like God put in my heart to do, and I just kept saying, no, Lord, not me, somebody else. But after years of me in my disobedience saying no, I really, and the things that he was teaching me in my faith, yeah, I just had to say, okay, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, then we'll step out in faith and do it. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know where the money's going to come from. I don't know the DJ, the venue, the food, and all the volunteers and everything that comes with it. But God, through that ministry, taught me a lot about faith in him, and just really seeing some of the miracles, I think, come out of it.
Well, you started with oh, no, Lord, are you really going to make me do this? Too? You actually quit your job. We were all working together, and you quit your job to go make it a thing. And now you've got them every month, but now you've also got Agape Nation.
Yes, and that was really also me being very disobedient. I'm just, you know, kind of being...
You're a rebel.
...transparent here, because I don't, and I still don't know how it's going to happen. I have my doubts all the time about it, but God just keeps showing me and telling me in my heart that if not you, who?
Yeah.
And, you know, Moses wasn't qualified, not that I'm Moses. There's a lot of people throughout the Old Testament that said, you know what, no, not me. But yeah, God has a way, I think, of changing your heart to say, okay, Lord, if this is what you have, I'm willing to do it, but really you have to do it. I can't do it.
One of my favorite passages of scripture is Acts chapter 3 and 4, and Peter and John healed a guy. How dare you heal a guy? On the Sabbath, no less? We thought we were done with this Jesus thing, and so the religious leaders hauled him in, had him arrested. And they were brought up before the tribunal, and they were told to never speak in the name of Jesus again. And it says that Peter, with great confidence, stood up in front of them and began to speak. And it said that when he did, they observed, this is the passage, I think it's chapter 4, verse 12. And it says that they observed that he was an unlearned and untrained man, but that he had been with Jesus. So basically, his education and his background and his resume didn't matter a bit. It was the fact that he hung out with Jesus that gave him the ability to do all the things he was doing. So I know you a little bit. I know you happen to hang out with Jesus. And but you've also got this great background of raising Caleb and recognizing what could be that you didn't have here. So let's do this. We got to take a break. All right. We'll come back and I want you to talk about Agape Nation, and you got an event coming up too, which is kind of cool.
Yes.
And so let's get that on the record too. All right. All right. We're with Chiho Sullivan, who is literally personifying what it means to just go ahead and get busy living. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. All right, get busy living. I wish y'all could have heard some of the discussion we just had during the break, because that was probably even more substantive than what we had on the air. But so the bottom line is, I'm here in studio with my friend Chiho Sullivan, and I did this whole thing today. I wanted to take a breath, you know. Today was going to be heavy, and I knew it. Getting the show ready, I could see the potential for war in the Middle East, and I was irritated with the idea of cheating on, you know, election results and on campaign donations and all that stuff. And at the same time, you know what? Every once in a while, like I said earlier, every once in a while, you got to turn that off, take a deep breath, realize good stuff still happening all around you, and sometimes it's like right next to you. So I'm talking to my friend Chiho about her desire to see more. I want to talk about you in second hand here. Your desire to see more for your son, who's adult with special needs, and so you started the prom thing, which I think is cool. So you've got that going every month now. Mm-hmm. How long has that been going on now?
We've been doing it for about a year and a half now.
Yeah, and then you've also started now another one called Agape Nation. Tell us about it.
So Agape Nation is supposed to be a day school, basically. And what we're trying to do is to continue that K-12 education system for individuals. So what happens to a lot of adults with special needs is they leave high school and they have nowhere to go. And so they end up staying at home. They might have a babysitter take care of them. We know some families who actually take their adult to work with them every day. And so what's happening is they're losing that social connection, for one. They are losing some of the skills that they've gained through the K-12 system. And some of them start presenting health issues. So there's a lot that happens once they leave the school system. And so we're trying to change that. We want to start a program that continues the education. I mean, these individuals are not going to be NASA mathematicians, but that doesn't mean that they can't continue to read, write, do some math. And I know from personal experience with my son, since he's left the school system and any significant services in those areas, that he is backsliding in his speech and in his language. And, you know, I was looking at some of his writing. He loves to write, and he's misspelling words that he used to spell perfectly fine. And so we want to continue that. We want to give them opportunities to pursue sports and outside activities, and then job training for those that can. And I think one of the more important aspects will be for us to try and involve them in the community. So there's no reason why a teacher can't get a group of them together and go deliver Meals on Wheels to people, you know, so they can also contribute to society and serve the community as well.
So what's the response been so far?
The response has been, it's been very challenging, I'll be very honest. There, we've been writing grants, we've been talking to a lot of the local city officials in the area, and I think that there's a lot of people know this is needed. A lot of people know families that have adults with special needs, and there's a knowledge that it's needed, but money is the root of all evil, unfortunately. It's hard to come by. And that's a big piece of what we're trying to do. We're trying to make awareness of this issue in the community by talking to people, but we're also looking for people who can help us to achieve this goal. You know, you were talking about AG Blue earlier in the program, and I hear the millions of dollars that are being pumped into these federal elections, and it just drives me crazy, because at the end of the day, those millions of dollars given to grassroots organizations like this can actually solve meaningful problems for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So to see that all that money is, I mean, if I could just get one little piece of that, just 1%, and I could make a world of difference, not just in our county, but probably across the state. So, yeah. And I hate to bring it down to that, but that's been the most challenging thing.
Well, before we run out of time, you guys have an event coming up. If you want to plug it, I'll give you a shameless opportunity for a plug. What you got?
So we have a silent auction and comedy show at the venue at Coosa Landing here in Gadsden. We have amazing prizes, or I should say auction items. We've got things from a week stay at a VRBO in the Bahamas. We've got things down in Gulf Shores, up to Pigeon Forge, Huntsville. We've got just about anything that you could think of. And an amazing comedian, Johnny W. Many of you may have heard of him. He's very family friendly. Pastor's son, very funny. I think he's going to present a great show. So we would just invite anybody to visit our website, www.agapenation, that's AGAPENATION.org. You can purchase tickets to come to the show. We've got filling, finger foods, meatballs, sliders. So you'll get fed, get some entertainment, and hopefully win some neat auction items.
Well, good stuff. And the date on that is September 7th, I believe you said?
Yes, September 7th.
At the venue at Coosa Landing in Gadsden, which is an awesome venue, by the way, right there on the river. So here's the bottom line. Thank you, by the way, for being the kind. Yeah, thanks for leaving us at the at the office to go follow your passion. But that's the thing. You saw it. That's why I wanted you to do this. Not only because of what you're doing, but because of the fact that you did it. I want all y'all out there listening right now. You bunch of right side ruffians. I mean, I know that you're the kind of people that get busy. Well, sometimes getting busy living means you recognize a need. You feel like you've got a passion or a calling. You're not sure what to do with it. You always think it's that somebody out there, that big organization is going to come in from out of town and do it. Maybe it's just right there where you are. Maybe it's as small a town as you can possibly imagine that just needs somebody who's willing to say, if not me, then who? And God tends to equip for that kind of thing. Listen, it's been a full day. We've had a great day. So we did smurfing, we did war footing, and then we did get busy living. I want to encourage you in this. God is still on his throne. There's some crazy things happening in the world right now. Keep your eyes on it. Keep your head on a swivel. Keep your powder dry. But at the same time, recognize that God is very much on his throne. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and the angels that march through the treetops, those are his. So that being said, my friends, we will see you tomorrow. Yes, we will. We will see you tomorrow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be back then.